For a while, my Monday seemed perfect. It was a rare day in accomplishing everything on my to-do list. I did some writing. I created opportunities to support others. I did my hard-to-get motivated to do floor exercises. My body felt strong after a late 30-minute jog. Time turned back to yesteryear as I watched my dogs youthfully chase each other around. The local weather, well, it was amazing. Motivation had been my best friend all day. I celebrated my feel-good victory by popping open a 6:15 beer, watching the sky turn colors out my big window, and listening to some pretty great 70s music. The day, my work, the moment, everything seemed perfect. And then I read the oxygen-stealing news. A special friend from high school had died. Terry was diagnosed with cancer early. Her about section on Facebook reads, "Breast cancer survivor since June 2003, so I'm very grateful to be healthy." Sadly, at age 57, Terry's healthy part ended. I'm writing this blog one day after knowing. I still feel the news numbing my blood. Terry was here last weekend, and now she won't be here for any more weekends. That's incomprehensible. We get to play life until life takes away our privilege to play. Each week, it's my intention with this blog to change themes, to write on a different topic. But this week, I would lack authenticity if I chose any topic other than the life is ridiculously short path of last week's blog. So here I am, again, whispering to myself and you, again, get your act together. Secondly, Terry's untimely passing is a reminder to me that in a world where events are often beyond our control, we still have the opportunity to make a difference. Number one, be an umbrella. Number two, be a rainbow. Both offer hope to others as they walk through life's storms. Being both offers us a chance to feel less helpless in a world often storming. So this one is for you, Terry. Thank you. Thank you for your example. Thank you for being an umbrella. Thank you for being a rainbow.